Hey everyone, it's Laura Molitor here again with another Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm your host for this weekly program and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. Thanks for listening. You can subscribe to this program on different listening platforms and share it with your friends if you like what you hear. You can find out more about me at beingfreenow.com. Well, as the year comes to a close, I was contemplating what I want to talk about this week. We had shared some thoughts a couple of weeks ago on saying goodbye to things no longer serving us and saying hello to what may be new and good. I just want to talk a little bit more about the whole mindset that we want to have as we sit in this new moment and ready ourselves for what's to come. Yeah, we can think through various things we want to accomplish or what we want to stop doing. We can go through a list of to-dos and to-don'ts and focus on human behavior and action. But, you know, in many ways, that's just limiting, don't you think? We can get an idea in our head about what the future needs to be about or what it doesn't need to be about. But maybe we're getting a little ahead of ourselves and ahead of God, of the design He has in store. His plan for your growth and your progress, your greater understanding of who you are and what's possible for you, as well as what's right and what brings out your very best. I recently was reading some letters from a beloved teacher of mine, and he was talking about the fact that as we grow in self-awareness and listening to what best promotes our growth and discovery and makes us better men and women, we often discover that the very things that we saw as our virtues are not that at all. Those things that we hold to ourselves as being so special about ourselves and good may actually be, in a way, vices. They might be aspects of ourselves that are holding us back or making others uncomfortable or just not honestly our genuine selves. So that's hypocritical and that's not helpful. I thought that was something a bit challenging, maybe scary to contemplate, but certainly interesting and helpful too. Don't assume that your virtues are virtues. Stay awake. Listen to where you're guided on that, some new awareness. So what do we really do to progress into this new year with a newer and fresher consciousness of who we are and what we can do? It isn't really by digging around for trouble, focusing on the past with blame or analysis, or even toward the future with willful goals or fears or doubts either. What we can do is stay in this moment in expectation of grace. This moment then becomes an active space for heightened awareness with an anticipation of wonderful things and not just any old nice bunches of stuff, grace. Grace has been a topic in this podcast before, and it's always a juicy good one to get clearer about. Grace has been defined as divine influence, which operates in humans to regenerate and sanctify, to inspire virtuous impulses, and to impart strength to endure trial and resist temptation. It's also defined as an individual virtue or excellence of divine origin. I think the point to see here is that what we are expecting is divinity working with us and within us. It is that receptive and expectant wait to see what God has to reveal to us out of the tenderness of His loving kindness. Not because we did something special or proved ourselves through some human activity or refraining from some human activity, but because He's God and we're the beloved. When we get out ahead and try to create our happiness, we often don't leave space for grace, and that's a shame. It isn't that grace isn't at hand. God's love is infinite, so surely His grace is too. But we may be too fixated on our personal agenda, our personal sense of right and wrong or good and bad, what we want and think we need, that we don't see grace when it comes. It takes a certain amount of trust. And yeah, and that reverence that we talked about last week, it takes a willingness to not know what's next, not define what it must be, to be simply open to what God wants to share with us. And that could be specific direction or some trouble clearing up for us. It could be, as I talked about before, a light that's shown on some quality of ourselves or of our lives that we can see more clearly now is not benefiting us. We want to change and give up, reform. And that can lead to a change that yields more to our true character. And then we're happier and more fruitful because we're more true to ourselves. That grace might be a feeling of well-being or confidence that we didn't have before. The whole thing is we don't have to get a vision of what grace is going to be a recipient of it. We don't even need to define it. That's the whole joy of it. Grace, the source of grace, is love. Its timing is perfect, and it may often be a surprise, something we didn't see coming, but that just, it's still something that just warms us and thrills us and renews us. So that's one of the gifts of grace. It makes us new. It makes us see something and feel something we had forgotten about or that felt distant or that we hadn't seen before. We're renewed because we recognize and feel love's active presence. And that is life to us. It's breath. It cleanses. It energizes. It saves us from our limited beliefs and shows us a little bit of heaven. So as we stand on the threshold of a new year, let's gratefully pause, and instead of bracing for trouble or outlining a set of ambitious goals, instead of analyzing our year behind or judging ourselves and others, let's just pause for God and His activity. Let's try expecting grace and see how that makes this moment feel. To me, it excites me. It makes me feel free and less burdened, and it's invigorating to this moment. It seems like a place to truly celebrate what's coming, even without a clue as to what that actually will look like. So bring it on. And a very happy new year to you all. I'll see you next week. And in the meantime, if you have any questions or needs as you move forward into your new year, I would love to talk with you. You can reach me at lauramolitor@gmail.com, or feel free to check out my website, beingfreenow.com, for more information about me and what I do. There's a contact form there too. I would love to hear from you. See you all in 2019 with my next podcast. We'll just see what grace reveals for us next.